Very exciting. He is a cutie and he is funny. Please give it up for Evan Wexel.
Thank you.
In the corner, well, I tell you, when you get older, life gets much worse. Cause I have real problems, emo cannot solve them. I don't get any sleep, and my commute's so hard to a job that's underpaying. Hours excruciating. What is my boss saying? I should be in charge. It's her you keep calling, still throwing your luck in. And she calls you back saying, sorry, I was flirting with some guy I just met. What's his name? Oh yeah, not you. Excellent. Well, I have real problems, emo cannot solve them. I can't lift heavy things or I'll throw out my back. My blood pressure is rising, no time for exercising. TV so hypnotizing, I am a piece of crap. You could walk in on your girl with two guys, but if you saw my last cell phone bill, that would make you cry. Actually, I'm still on my mom's family plan, and I know that's not right, but I have real problems, emo. Cannot solve them, I have huge credit debt. I'll never own a home, cause it's real emo. Well, you're a teenager, you think life is over. Well, I tell you, when you get older, life gets much worse. I took a survey, guys. So much worse. 1 year anniversary coming up on marriage. So much worse. Tear.
Thank you.
I'm here because guess who's here, huh?
Oh, we got the man with the man.
Yeah, how you doing?
How's it
good
going?
Good to see you. Great.
Good to see you.
How did you come up with these songs?
Living and learning, I guess. Living and learning. Just going out there and they just come to you. I was in like a rock club for the emo song. I was asking like these little 16-year-olds, like, how does this stuff work? And basically she told me, well, you say you love him. She says she hates you. You think you're ugly. And okay, you started my song. Thank you.
Oh, how fun.
That's all the material you need.
Pretty much.
That's cool.
That's great. And I'm sure you do great in colleges, right?
I do great. I'm putting together a fairly solid tour for the fall. We're going to states I've never been to. So
nice.
We, meaning my guitar and I. Because there's really no one I perform with.
What's your guitar's name?
Bessie.
That's Bessie.
Is that your mistress?
It's my first love. I don't know.
How does your wife feel about that?
Hey, she's the one that married me. I mean, she according to Jewish wedding lore, I owe her 200 zuzim if I screw up. I don't know what a zuzim is.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like a Jewish currency or something. I'm not sure. The guitar gets no zuzim. The guitar gets maybe like a polishing sometimes.
That's
The wife, I'm not sure what the wife gets.
But you owe her zuzim. She doesn't owe you.
She don't owe me
jack.
Squat. Yeah. No, no. She accepted me for what I was. So, yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Doing comedy about 5 years, 5+ years, and nice. It's going really well. The songs keep on coming, stand up, and messing around with like podcasting and all that stuff. So it's always fun.
Cool. And I saw you were on E! Or VH1, one of those two, right?
I do those clip shows. Yeah, I always get random people like, yeah, we saw you on I Love the 80s last week, or we saw you on Celebrity Feuds.
Or, how do you get on there?
Dude, it's weird. I think E! Found me out here. I had a connection in New York for VH1 where I did all that stuff. And they just, you know, sometimes they'll ask you back, and sometimes they give you your line. Sometimes you come up with your own jokes.
Oh.
So it's twofold. And it's great because, you know, you get to talk about celebs and be like, I wish someone would talk about me when I'm a celeb.
But it's That's great because I always have my own opinions about those little clips.
Yeah.
You'd be good on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
definitely
guys
would
be great. Absolutely.
That'd be good. Yeah. A little Ebony Ivory flavor going on VH1.
Definitely.
You know?
We're pretty together, don't we?
We are gorgeous.
Aren't we pretty together?
What do you think?
I could.
Thank you.
Why don't you hit us up? Contact Grace and
come
let her
on.
Know.
We're having love problems, right? Okay,
more that's for another segment.
Well, actually, we're going to have another show with that kind of problem.
Yes, and she's going to do all the talking.
That's right. She's going to be just quiet. Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right. You've got some more problems that we're going to hear about later, huh?
Yeah, yes. I'll later. Well, the relationship show, I guess.
Exactly. You're going to be on it.
I'm going to be on it. I have tons. She's my wife is responsible for half of my material, so.
I'm sure she is.
That's why, you know, it's a good partnership.
So, on the next episode, you're going to tell us how she feels about that, right?
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
We should have her on.
Maybe.
Too late.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for being on the show. And if anybody wants more information on Evan, you can email me at gracecomedian@yahoo.com or call me at 310-696-9901.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much for being on the show. You are awesome.
Awesome.
And now